There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin down under, where several Australian Jews have been honoured in the King's Birthday 2025 honours list, recognising their dedicated service and contributions to the nation. Notable nominees include Graham Robin Cohen for his work with Perth's Jewish community, Louisa Koppel for her impact on the screen industry, and Judith Dickstein and Dorothy Nathan for community service. The Governor-General praised all recipients for their selfless efforts, highlighting the extraordinary contributions Australians make daily with passion and generosity. In Canada, Dr. Nellie Kaplan-Mirth has resigned after serving nearly 3 years on the Ottawa-Carlton District School Board, where she faced significant challenges. As the only Jewish trustee, she received anti-Semitic abuse and death threats for advocating mask mandates during COVID. The board repeatedly censured her and accused her of racism, leading to a tense atmosphere. Jewish parent groups blamed the board's failure to protect Jewish voices and have called for government intervention due to concerns over safety and inclusivity. Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mervis has called on the community to unite tomorrow on June the 10th, marking 613 days since Hamas's October 7th attacks. He references the 613 mitzvah commandments in the Torah, urging individuals to undertake a new mitzvah or renew their commitment to existing ones with greater seriousness. Mervis emphasizes the importance of collective action for the sake of the hostages' merit, praying for their swift and safe return. At a Porto event, B'nai B'rith Portugal and the International Observatory on Human Rights issued a grave warning. Jewish human rights worldwide are under severe, unprecedented threat. They honored former Israeli ambassador Colette Avital for her lifelong dedication to defending Jewish and universal rights, emphasizing the urgency of her work. B'nai B'rith Portugal's president, Gabriela Cantegi, expressed concern that basic rights, life, dignity and security are being stripped from Jews globally, with increasing violence and discrimination. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines today. The Australian government has cancelled Hillel Fuld's visa over security concerns related to his online posts. Fuld is a prominent pro-Israel social media figure. Palestinian Media Watch has urged France and Saudi Arabia to cancel their summit next week on Palestinian statehood until Mahmoud Abbas publicly denounces the October 7th massacre. The Ecuadorian National Assembly plans to establish an Israel Allies caucus in August, involving 10 lawmakers to enhance bilateral ties, especially in security cooperation. Mayor Eric Adams of New York City has signed an executive order at Tribeca Synagogue adopting the IHRA's working definition of anti-Semitism. The United States and Israel have agreed to end the UNIFIL mandate in southern Lebanon, with the United States deciding not to renew it. Israel did not oppose this, and a Security Council vote is anticipated in the coming months. A remarkable discovery in Israel, a Roman-era marble sarcophagus depicting a drinking contest between Dionysus and Heracles. Unearthed during excavations by the Israel Antiquities Authority, the find is the first of its kind in the country. And finally, it's confirmed. The 2025 Maccabiah Games grand opening will take place on July the 10th at Teddy Stadium, Jerusalem, hosted by Anna Aronov and Asi Azar, with performances by top Israeli artists. Returning to Tel Aviv Jaffa after nearly a century, the Games will also be held in Jerusalem, Herzliya and Haifa, featuring sports like beach volley, surfing, gymnastics, basketball and rugby. Mayor Ron Holdai highlighted the event's significance in fostering Jewish unity and pride, whilst Chairman Asaf Goren described the Games as a symbol of hope and resilience, boosting Israel's economy and tourism. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.